Time to talk tennis thanks to Bee Solar, where you'll never have to pay another expensive electricity bill. Learn more about better solar energy by visiting bee.solar with the host of The First Serve right here on SEN. Brett Phillips joins me. Good morning, BP. Our Davis Cup hopes look good, didn't finish so great.
Good morning, Matt. That is correct. Lost to Croatia, beat Hungary, but not good enough to get us any further in the revamped Davis Cup. Am I a fan? Not at all. Not at all.
So what don't you like about it?
Well, the fact that Australia's playing in a half-filled stadium. I mean, it's just not the Davis Cup. And as Leighton Hewitt has said across the weekend, and I'm trying not to be negative here, but you've got to call it as you see it. Leighton Hewitt has even said on the weekend, because there are the rumours swirling around that the Davis Cup is potentially going to move to Abu Dhabi for the next 5 years. And when he already feels like it's actually lost its soul, this event, and that would maybe make it lose its soul even more. I mean, the Davis Cup was the pinnacle, up there with Grand Slam tennis, played in full houses, whether you had 15,000 supporting you with a raucous crowd, or you had 15,000 people you were trying to silence if you were playing away from home. And that's what the Davis Cup has lost. I mean, the fact that, you know, you've got Leighton sitting courtside who bled for his country, you've got Alex de Minaur, who, you know, gave everything across the weekend, and they pan up into the crowd, and it's just this sparse crowd who are trying to generate some atmosphere, but there's no real Aussie support. It hasn't taken me in, that's for sure. And the ITF and Cosmos, if they do take it to Abu Dhabi, that's where the money is in the Middle East. It's become a business within the ITF, and they've outsourced it, but it's lost its prestige.
You can't play Davis Cup in a vacuum. It just goes against everything that Davis Cup stands for. And your point there about Leighton is so spot on. Leighton loves Davis Cup, and he loves the fight in Davis Cup and what the crowd does and what it brings and everything that it means for your country. So for him to say it's starting to lose its soul, then they've got really big problems. And then I see what the Demon was saying as well. Alex de Minaur is like a mini Leighton. He talks about leaving it all out there and got to be proud of your country and you're fighting for your country. So if they're starting to put it into a vacuum, for want of a better term, then they've got a few problems there. So what's the future if they don't take it to Abu Dhabi? What have they got to do to try and get that essence of Davis Cup back?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, it seems like they're not going to go back that way. For a lot of people who love the Davis Cup, the belief was it wasn't broken. Don't try and fix it. But now they've gone thinking, okay, we want to try and create this World Cup of tennis like we've seen other sports. Okay, well, you can sort of see the vision of what they're trying to do. But to have it just in, you know, I mean, the difference this year to the inaugural one 2 years ago is that they've spread the group stages across three countries. So more people have actually got to see a little bit of Davis Cup. But if you're in Austria, are you going along to watch Australia versus Croatia? I mean, it's like, I don't know. I think other sports are a little different in that regard. But in tennis, it's those stadiums that are packed for the Davis Cup. That's what it should be. It should be best of five. It should be best of five, the ultimate test, country v country. So, yeah, I mean, unless they're going to totally say this is not working, we've got to go back to what it was. I don't know if there's going to be a strong enough push. That's the thing. I think, you know, Australia's parochial because they love the history and the prestige of the Davis Cup. But around the world, I think there were some countries that wanted it revamped. It's definitely lost its prestige. There's no doubt.
Yeah, we're old school. We like the, you know, shed blood for your country kind of Davis Cup that we saw all those years. But you're right. It's going to be very hard for them to turn back. So the Australian summer of tennis has finally been locked in. Looks as though Novak Djokovic is not going to be part of it. But I guess that's a watch this space.
Well, his dad, Sergen, is sort of dial a quote. He gets on all the various media outlets. They love him because he'll give you something. And he says it's blackmail and the Australian Open's no good and, just trying to be against his son and all this sort of stuff. Anyway, that's always been his stance. And, you know, father always defends their son, whatever walk of life. So no problems there. But Look, yeah, I mean, he certainly, just in some little quotes we've read today, thinks it's unlikely Novak will come, but until we hear it from him, and he says he doesn't even know if his son's being jabbed, so well, who knows what to believe. But the entry list is looming, so, yeah, we should know, you know, definitely, one way or the other, pretty soon.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because there is a cut-off date, isn't there? You have to put your name forward to play. You can't just rock up at the Australian Open, whether you're a nine-time champion or not. But I think it then does put a bit of pressure back on TA and back on Craig Tiley to either draw the line or say, look, if things change over the next month or so, then do we make a special dispensation for Novak? Would that ever be possible?
Not the way I'm reading the tea leaves, but... I mean, Matt, we're seeing. You wake up today and this new variant of the virus, and has it crept into Australia? You know, the talk of possibly making the internationals quarantine again. I mean, who knows where things go in the next 6 weeks before the Australian summer of tennis, and just for our own livelihood. So you know, it's hard to predict.
The only thing we know is that we don't know what the hell's coming around the corner. Good on you, mate. We'll tune in tonight, the first serve from 8 o'clock tonight right here on 1170 SEN. Brett Phillips there. Don't forget you can get back on court and live like an athlete from Wilson Tennis Products, all available at au.wilson.com. Use the code FIRSTSERVE15 to receive 15% off your first order. And like I say, catch the first serve live tonight from 8 o'clock on 1170 SEN right across the SEN network. Ben Graham will join us in our next hour. We can take your calls as well. Fake news from the newsroom. We've got NBA underway, NFL underway. Plenty for us to talk about. Stay with us right here on The Morning Show with Matt White on 1170 and 1620 SEN.